You're listening to SBS News.
Budget week.
In the budget.
The budget.
In this budget.
This budget.
Budget.
Forecasts in the budget.
From the corridors of Parliament House in Canberra to the lawns just outside.
And also, Labor has promised increase the intake. It's time for this budget to do that. But also, they promised abolish temporary.
On the eve of Labor's first budget in almost a decade, anticipation on what it will or won't deliver is at an all-time high. Economic growth is set to slow following a drop in household consumption. Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers is expected to announce a 1.5% decrease to gross domestic product growth forecast for 2023. Speaking against the backdrop of a gloomy global outlook, Finance Minister Katie Gallagher says the driving factors, high inflation and rising interest rates, will be accounted for.
I don't think people will be surprised that, you know, we've seen a lot of global uncertainty. We've got rampant inflation across the world. We've got our own issues here with inflation, and that will have an impact on GDP.
Ms. Gallagher says this is all the more reason to rein in public spending and cuts, including nearly $22 billion in savings by ending or delaying existing programs.
So these savings and redirection of spending you'll see right across government. There isn't, you know, one particular agency. It's right across government. We're looking at various programs. Obviously, we've looked closely at infrastructure. We've looked closely at the grants programs. But it is right across government.
$6.5 billion will be redirected from infrastructure projects, a further $3.6 billion from external labour, advertising, travel and legal costs, while $2 billion will be removed from various grants. Some big infrastructure projects are set to be delayed due to workforce and supply troubles. The government will not proceed with future rounds of the Building Better Regions Fund and the Community Development Grants Program, both of which have come under fire for political pork barrelling. That's already drawn ire from the opposition, the Nationals member for Capricornia, Michelle Landry.
Well, I'll tell you what, we will be fighting tooth and nail, and they know that I won't let up because they were going to can the Rookwood Weir a couple of years ago when they thought that they could get away with it. And I'll tell you what, there was a mighty battle for that, and we won it. So hold on to your hats, boys, because we're coming for you.
Outside Parliament House, refugee advocates gathered on the lawns. 28,000 empty shoes were strewn across the grass. Zaki Haydari is a refugee from Afghanistan and a refugee rights campaigner for Amnesty International. He says they're calling on the government to increase the refugee and humanitarian intake in the budget.
The shoes represent empty places that we have in the system, which never was delivered to what it was promised. It's just basically saying these could be refugees standing with us today. But they're not here. We have only empty shoes that represent those empty places that was promised to them.
Meanwhile, Treasurer Jim Chalmers has said that increasing migration will be central to the nation's economic success. Mr. Chalmers told SBS News he plans to tackle inflation by bolstering the workforce through immigration and job training.
I think it's an important part of the piece of the puzzle. We see migration as a very important part of our economic policy. It's not a substitute for training more people for more opportunities here as well. It should be complementary and not at odds, and that's how we see it.
Hannah Kwon, SBS News.